Hello, and welcome to Outside the Box, which offers only one-way communication. Today's topic is no lectures. I can't remember the last time I actually did a lecture to people. Teachers do it all the time. Of course, public speakers do it. Clergy do sermons. But not me. You may be saying, well, isn't Outside the Box a kind of lecture? It is one-way communication. So in that sense, it is. But when there's two-way communication, where I'm not the only one in the room, and there's a chance for a discussion, why have one-way communication? Are lectures a good way to present facts or ideas to others? Presentations are helpful, up to a point, when one person has a unique set of opinions, or a new way of interpreting facts that's hard to find or needs to be heard. But once a few of these ideas are spoken, then it should be up to the audience to take the information to the next level. If the speaker keeps on talking, maybe they think their ideas are somehow better than anyone else's. Everyone, speakers and listeners, has some part of the truth. Let's make sure it gets out. Lectures are often not the best way to get listeners thinking about and analyzing what's being said. I remember about 25% of what I hear, 50% of what I read, and 75% of what I say or write. So if I want to remember some idea or fact, the best way to do it is to say it, especially out loud. Writing works pretty well, too. Fortunately, I haven't been getting invitations to speak, and this is not a sneaky way to try to get them. But if I were asked to give a so-called lecture, here are several ways I might do that. One would be to ask a series of prickly or challenging questions without answering them myself. For example, if asked to speak on the causes of poverty, two questions I might ask: have you ever experienced poverty? And what do you think are the root causes of poverty? Based on those answers, I would ask more questions so that every person had a chance to say out loud what they thought the real cause of poverty was. Then we could move on to talk about solutions. My role would be to ask questions. Everyone would give answers. I could substitute small group discussions for the lecture. Using the poverty example, I might ask everyone to talk with each other about using a food bank. When people see their own reactions to a situation, they understand the situation much better than simply hearing about it. Or I might also do a role play or stage a scene, such as going to a food bank, and ask for reactions from the group. I could ask for testimonials. What was it like for you, or people close to you, to have very little money or use food stamps? If you got out of poverty, what helped you to do it? Then follow that up with the facts and figures that indicate larger trends and causes of poverty. The problem with lectures is that people who attend them expect to be told information. They've come to listen, not to talk, so it's often a surprise or even a turnoff to find out they have to think more than they expected, or even to say something. But what's the point of a lecture if the lecturer learns a lot and the audience only a little? Down with lectures, I say, and up with a participatory learning experience. Do you think lectures work? Is there a better way to pass along ideas and spark creative thinking? I'm Larry Danziger, saying as little as possible.